Israel, Ha'omrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light.
Last week, the Radio Institute of Ohio State University, meeting at Columbus, Ohio, named The Eternal Light as the best religious program broadcast by a national network. The Jewish Theological Seminary of America wishes to express its deep appreciation for this award.
Our story today by Morton Wishengrad is entitled To Conquer the Sea, and features Donald Buca as Jacob Caspi and Stuart McIntosh as the British chaplain.
All the events related in this story happened as is here set forth. Only the manner of the telling has been altered.
Bosun!
What is it, sailor?
This man has collapsed, Bosun. Sunstroke.
I'll fetch a doctor quickly.
It happened 3 years ago on a transport vessel of His Majesty's Merchant Navy, somewhere in the Indian Ocean, approaching the Red Sea. I was senior Jewish chaplain of the British forces in the Middle East. The heat was intense. Sleep was a torture by night. The portholes blacked out and hermetically sealed. By day, the sun poured down its pitiless rays, and for the first time I understood the Talmudic phrase for a hot day. The Holy One, blessed be He, brought the sun out of its sheath.
Sailor, never mind the doctor. Report to the captain, this man is dead.
Chaplain, sorry to send for you. One of the crew has died of sunstroke. Will you take the burial service?
Yes, Captain, I'll do that. You'll want the Protestant burial service?
No, Chaplain. We have reason to believe that the lad was a member of your faith. This locket was taken from the body. Can you make out the inscription?
Jacob Caspi.
That's his name on the ship's papers. What's that inscribed beneath the name, Chaplain?
Ivri Anochi.
Ivri...
Do you know, or do you remember the book of Jonah, Captain? When the mariners seized Jonah and were about to throw him into the turbulent sea, they spoke to him. What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And Jonah answered, Ivri Anochi. I am a Hebrew.
Thank you, Chaplain.
Who was he, sir?
Well, we know nothing except the lad's name. The body has been taken to the ship's hospital, Chaplain. I'll have the steward show you the way.
In the ship's hospital, I uncovered the face of the dead seaman, and I was struck by its beauty. I saw an oval face surmounted by a crop of black, curly hair, a slender nose. In that bronzed face, there was nothing to instill fear or sorrow. There was only the calm sleep of death. I lit 2 candles by his head, and I called for water and a sponge to wash the body. Then I recited the prayer for the dead, and I wrapped my prayer shawl around the body, and I wept, and could not say why I wept. 7 o'clock the following morning, when the sun was a brazen monster in the eastern sky and had no healing in its wings, I recited the Hebrew burial service for a dead seaman.
Bosun, you may signal the engine room.
A weird, unearthly silence descended on us. The ship's engine stopped. And as the body of the unknown seaman was committed to the sea, the mighty voice of the ship was stilled in homage to the majesty of death.
Bosun, you have the envelope?
I have, Captain.
I'll take it, Bosun.
Very good, sir.
Chaplain, this may interest you. There's no address. This writing is in Hebrew, isn't it?
Yes, Captain.
Well, return these papers at your convenience, Chaplain. Steward, a bit of ice and mineral water for the chaplain and myself.
In my cabin, as I took up the papers of the dead seaman, I was vexed with myself. What was this unknown life to me in a world where so many whom I knew and loved were among the dead and dying? And yet, my hand trembled as I began to read. Dear Father, so it began. I miss you, Father. I miss Mother. And now I have caused you distress by going away. But, Father, in Poland, I have always been sad. I have not been bitter, but I have been sad because on all sides I could see only a growing feeling against our people. Father, tell me, where in Poland was there for me
the certainty of an honorable livelihood? I wish to go to Palestine. Are you smiling, Father? Very well. I will say it simply. I do not wish to work on the land. I wish to be one of the pioneers who go down to the sea in ships. All right. Laugh if you want to. But I'm going to train myself for the Kibbutz Hayam, the conquest of the sea. When I tried to sign on as a deckhand on a fishing vessel at Gdynia Harbor, the Polish captain also laughed.
Little Jew, did you ever catch a glimpse of the sea before today?
My name is Jacob Cosby.
Have you been to sea?
No.
Do you know port from starboard?
I have read books. I know.
Books, huh? Only lunatics read books.
They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep.
Mate! Sign the little Juwan as a deckhand. He has no experience, but he's a lunatic. And a man like me can always appreciate a lunatic. Sign him on! Mate, hold the helm hard into the sea. No slack. No slack, mate. Hold her hard.
Sir.
What do you want?
The cook is sick.
He's been eating his own cooking. Serves him right.
He's very sick, sir.
Huh? All right, you tend to the doctoring.
Please, sir, I'm not a doctor.
Who said you were? You'll find some bottles in my cabin. Number one is for scurvy, number two is for stomach sickness, bottle number three is for fever.
I know, sir. The cook has a high fever, but bottle number three is empty.
Well, what are you standing there for? Mix bottle one and bottle two.
Mix them, sir?
Didn't you learn arithmetic? 1 + 2 = 3. Mix the bottles. Mate! Hold her hard! No slack! I said no slack!
I read on. Jacob told how he learned about the sea on the fishing vessel. And because he was training himself for Palestine, he learned quickly. Father, When the storms came up and the deck slanted and the ship rolled in the sea, I understood the 107th Psalm. They mount up to the heaven, they go down to the depths,
their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. Father, this is the only kind of drunkenness I wish for. The drunkenness of the sea. Someday soon, I will go upon the Palestinian Sea and cast my nets and bring my haul to the markets of Tel Aviv. Do not smile. I shall go. But it nearly didn't happen. The war broke out and caught our little ship at Gdynia Harbor. For 4 days, we remained at anchor while the German guns bombarded the Hela Peninsula. On the fifth day, the captain called us together.
You all here?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's to do about it? If we stay anchored here, they'll nab us all.
You tell us, Captain.
Well, this is what I think. Tonight, we pull in our anchor.
Where to?
We try for England.
Why, Captain, we've never been out of the Baltic. We have no charts for the North Sea.
That's right. Cook says we have victuals for 2 days, maybe three. I still say we run for England. In England, we can fight for Poland. Here, we'll be captured. Now, I'll say it plain. We carry 2 shotguns and 2 revolvers. Speak your mind.
I'll fight for Poland.
I fight for Poland also. Let's sail.
You?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Little Jew, do you wish to fight for Poland?
Why do you ask?
You think I'm a fool? I know you don't want to go back to Poland.
If the ship reaches England, I have a chance of reaching Palestine.
Well?
If we remain here, there is no chance of Palestine. I want to fight the Nazis from Palestine.
A good Polish ship. All lunatics. All right, mate. Break out the ammunition for the shotguns and the 2 revolvers. We sail tonight. Quietly, you fools. We want to raise the anchor, not the German Navy.
Anchor up.
Jacob.
Yes, sir?
Signal the mate. Have him start the engine. Well?
I was thinking, sir.
Stop thinking. Do as I say. What were you thinking?
The engine is noisy.
Brilliant.
I was also thinking that the tide is running out to sea.
Huh?
We could drift, sir. Isn't that what you were thinking, sir?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I believe I did say it. Fine idea. Just as I say, we drift toward England.
Yes, sir. We drift toward England. And Palestine.
How many planes do you make out?
What's the difference? We've been spotted. A patrol boat will be in the Skagerrak in half an hour.
My shotgun's loaded. I don't go back to Gdynia.
Spoken like a good lunatic. Jacob, hand me the revolver. You keep the other one.
No, sir.
Afraid, huh? I'm disappointed.
I'm not afraid, sir. I want to reach Palestine.
You've got another idea that I just thought up, huh?
Turn the vessel about, Captain. Point the bow toward Gdynia.
Eh?
Those planes have signaled our position, sir. I think it would be advisable to turn about.
What's the idea I now have? Yeah? Oh, little Jew, you're a very fine lunatic. It's crazy enough to work. Mate, run down to my cabin and fetch a bottle of iodine for our friend Jacob. I've given him an idea.
Send by to receive boarding party. What ship are you?
Who are you?
Shut up. You are prize of war. Stand by.
What?
war. Are you pretending you do not know?
We've been out to sea. We're heading home.
Oh. It could be a surprise. Stand by. We're coming aboard. Are you the captain?
No, sir. The captain is sick.
Are you the mate?
No, sir. The mate is sick. Smallpox.
Huh?
Smallpox, sir. We're trying to reach port as quickly as we can.
Don't try to. You. Turn your face toward me.
This way, sir.
Hank! Hank! Pull away! Get us out of here! It's a plague!
What's the matter, Jacob? You don't laugh at my idea.
No, sir. Now they will probably send a destroyer or a plane to sink us.
Huh?
I think they will take no chances with us, sir. They will sink us.
That's what I think. Jacob, what idea do I have now?
We pray.
We do?
Then they cry out unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. He bringeth them unto the haven of their desires. Psalm 107.
Very good. We have prayed. Now what do we do?
The Lord will show us a way, even as he will return his people Israel to the Holy Land.
What's my latest idea?
We take to the lifeboat, sir.
What for? The ship isn't sinking yet.
It would help if they would think so.
Too much of a lunatic I don't care for. Maybe, though... this time I have an idea. Abandon ship.
Abandon ship! Lower the lifeboat!
Jacob, I'm a bigger lunatic than you. We'll row away from the vessel, then we'll capsize the lifeboat. Long live the lunatic!
Father, it was an act of inspired madness. We rowed away from our vessel, then we obeyed the captain's orders and capsized the lifeboat. The Nazi plane sprayed us with machine gun bullets, but providentially, no one was hit. The Nazis rowed us off as dead.
And they flew away. The water was cold, but we waited. And then we swam back to our damaged ship. For 2 days we were without food. But then a beautiful British warship found us and towed us into the port of Aberdeen, which is a fine granite city in the northeast coast of Scotland. I said goodbye to my companions. I knew where I was going. I would find a ship and go to Palestine. In Palestine, in the city of Tel Aviv, there is a nautical school. I cannot mail this letter to you because of the war, but I shall hold it and send it to you from Tel Aviv. Now, I must find passage.
Clear out, Aquarian man. His Majesty's merchant navy does not accept seamen under their own very special condition. Clear out.
What's wrong, Mr. Malcolm?
The lad here wants to join the ship.
Well, by all means.
No, sir. He asks to leave the ship when we reach Egypt.
Why Egypt?
To go to Palestine. Clear out, man, do you understand?
A moment, Mr. Malcolm. Young man, what's your name?
Ask, sir, and you'll be purple in the face. He speaks no civilized language, only Polish and German.
Ivri Anochi.
And that's Hebrew. Very well, in three languages I say, clear out,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Malcolm.
Sir?
The ship sails tomorrow. We need additional crew. Under the circumstances, I think it could be arranged for the lad to leave ship at Egypt.
It's not usually permitted, sir.
Sign him on, Mr. Malcolm. The circumstances permit.
Boatswain! Boatswain!
What is it, sailor?
Man collapse, sir. Sunstroke.
Fetch a doctor, quickly.
Yes.
And this is how the story ended 3 years ago. The Holy One, blessed be He, brought the sun out of the cheese. A sun toxic, death-dealing, with no healing in its wings.
Never mind the doctor. Report to the captain, this man's dead.
In my possession there is a Bible that does not belong to me. And on the flyleaf is written, Jacob Casby, of those that go down to the sea in ships. Jacob Casby, Ivri Anochi, I am a Hebrew.
Chaplain, we should like to notify the next of kin.
His family lived in Poland, Captain.
It's too bad. Well, I suppose his next of kin are the young men who go to Palestine. I know you feel badly, Chaplain, but I'm sure it's the end he would have chosen. He set out to conquer the sea, but the sea conquered him.
I think it is of things like this that a people's history is written. Not in the clash of armies, nor in the meetings of the parliament, but in the lives of unknown men and women who go forth with courage and idealism and do not return. Jacob Casby lies deep in the Indian Ocean with no stone to mark his resting place and no friend to mourn the death of his modest hope. Out from Tel Aviv, the fishermen go and sail the Palestinian Sea. And they are less by one because he does not sail. He claimed the sea, and the sea claimed him. And I am unaccountably sad for Jacob Casby, whom I did not know, but whom I loved.
If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light at 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now, we present Rabbi Joel Geffen, Associate Director of the Department of Public Education and Community Service of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Rabbi Geffen.
In the profoundly moving report which Judge Simon Rifkin brought to us from his recent mission as advisor to General Eisenhower on the problem of the Jewish DPs, he tells us that he gained more strength and courage from these innocent victims of modern barbarism than he was able to give them. Judge Rifkin said that Hitler had not won his war against the Jews because today in Germany and in Austria there are 100,000 Jews who have the courage to endure, who are determined to live as Jews, who are prepared to pioneer again and create a Jewish civilization. These Jacob Caspis should serve as an inspiration to many of us who, although living under more fortunate circumstances, oftentimes grow panicky at the slightest mishap, and balk at demands for personal sacrifice for the welfare of the community. The miracle of the survival of these tens of thousands of our Jacob Caspers should give renewed faith to those of us who still believe in that age-old slogan of Ivri Anochi, I am a Hebrew. Only yesterday, a member of our Jewish community begged me to give him the answer to the question, why should we struggle to persevere as a Jewish group? Why should we and our children face the suffering and humiliation which often befalls us? My answer was the words of our gifted modern Hebrew poet Bialik. And shouldst thou wish to know the source from which thy tortured brethren drew in evil days their strength of soul, then enter thou the house of God, the house of study, old and gray. And then thy heart shall guess the truth that thou hast touched the sacred ground of thy great nation's house of life. Civilization will be enriched as long as there are Jacob Caspers who search deeply for Israel's message, who keep alive our people's hope for a national existence, and who, above all, drink deeply of the fountain of religious idealism.
Thank you, Rabbi Geffen. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Catons. The chaplain was Stuart McIntosh, and Jacob Caspi was played by Donald Bucher. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Pat. To Conquer the Sea appeared originally in the Menorah Journal. If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and comes to you under the sponsorship of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.